and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you this week?
I'm doing great, and I will put the disclaimer that I made sure I ate before we started our show because we're talking food again tonight.
Well, and it's been a while since we've had just an all-food show. So today we are going to talk about a new restaurant in Disney Springs, Summer House on the Lake.
And it was definitely, you know, I did my job. The waitress kind of looked at me as we ordered all of the food for our table and was waiting to see who else was showing up for the amount of food that I ordered. But, you know, again, I took one for the team. I tried a couple of different things so that we could really talk about what we thought of it all.
Obviously, you know, we've had this conversation now as this Disney Springs property has evolved over, gosh, what must be the last 8 to 10 years. Where is it in Disney Springs? Because we're mentioning Disney Springs. It's massive. There's been some changes. Give us the layout. Where do we find Summer House on the Lake?
You know, we talk often about Walt's quote that it will never be complete. And Disney Springs is probably the rule to that. I don't know that we'll ever see 100% nothing changing there, because one of the things that I'm going to mention is that this actually isn't owned by Disney, which is one of the things we get into. Mm-hmm. So Summer House on the Lake replaced Bongo's. It's on what is referred to as the west side. So if you're usually down at Earl of Sandwich and shopping at World of Disney and you really don't go past the bus stop, you've never even ventured down this way. This is all the way down by the no longer NBA experience. It's probably about 3/4 of the way to Cirque du Soleil, between Splitsville and AMC. And of course, as its name implies, it's on the lake. So it's on that side of the lake.
So if you were parking your car there, where's the best place, I guess, to park?
Orange Garage is going to bring you closest. So as you're driving from the resorts to Disney Springs, Orange Garage is that very first one that you come to.
Okay. You mentioned it's not owned by Disney. There's a bunch of different restaurant groups that have different ownership stakes or management stakes, so to speak, in some Disney areas. Who's the parent company of Summer House on the Lake?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I had to do a bit of research on them because I'd never heard of this one. It's called Let Us Entertain You. Okay. And they've got an app right by that name. And you're going to want to download the app for making reservations and for reward points. This is actually the third Summer House on the Lake that they've opened. There's one in Chicago and one in North Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
But they have, which is why I'm kind of surprised I had never heard of them, 46 different restaurants with a total of 85 locations. So some of them obviously have multiple locations. About half of their restaurants are in Chicago, and then they've got a good number in Las Vegas, and then the rest are scattered across the U.S. But I think this is definitely not the last we're going to see of them. Even though this is the third Summer House on the Lake, it is unique. It is the first location that they have ever designed with a cookie bar in it.
A cookie bar. Well, let's start with that, because that's piqued my interest immediately. I don't even know how we could begin with that, but I'm going to ask you to begin with that. What does that mean, a cookie bar?
You know, not shocking. It was what drew me to the restaurant too. I'm like, oh, even if I can't get a reservation,
yeah,
I'll go check out the cookie bar. And again, if you've listened to a lot of our shows, you'll know I was kind of surprised that they went with this cookie bar idea, because Gideon's Bakehouse is obviously also in Disney Springs. And you would have thought that the hype would be gone, but it is not.
No.
There is more than a 30-minute wait at all times to get into Gideon's. And I thought, brave people trying to compete with them. The restaurant has an inside area, a very trendy bar area, as well as outside seating right on the lake. And from any of the tables in the restaurant, you can order from the cookie bar itself.
Okay.
One of the really nice touches, I thought, is when you are dining there and you order from the cookie bar, they give you the option of if you want your cookie delivered to you warm or not.
Ooh.
So nothing like good, warm, gooey chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. So, but when you say cookie bar, obviously it's not, it can't just be chocolate chip cookies that are there, right? It's got to, there's got to be a more of a variety available.
It is a long glass counter. So bar not being literal, like a cocktail bar.
Right.
They have 20 varieties of cookies. They do rotate them. And they had 3 different cakes. Some of the things that they call cookies, I don't. For instance, we had a blondie, which was awesome. But to me, that's like
not
a bar.
A cookie.
It's
yeah,
not a cookie.
Yeah, that's a cheat right there. Delicious, I'm sure. But
I will say, out of what we tried, it was honestly the best. One of the things that I thought was a little odd, and I think I must be the only person that thinks this, because I totally caught the waitress off guard. The cookie menu, when you're ready for dessert, they bring you a cookie menu, and it starts with desserts where you can order a whole cake to your table. Then there's the cookies and the bars, and then there's coffee. And the cakes and the coffees have prices, and the cookies do not.
Huh.
It's just this mystery listing of prices.
I was going to say, that's a little odd.
And I said to her, because again, I'm not the average person when I'm trying a restaurant. I don't look and go, oh, I'll just have this one cookie. I want to try a bunch of things, but I want to know, am I spending $3 a cookie? Am I spending $7 or $8? And she said to me, well, they're all priced different. So tell me which one you want. I'll plug it in. She had one of those handheld terminals.
Right.
And she priced each cookie for me one at a time. So if you're listening, Summer House, you need to do 2 things. You need to put prices for the cookies, and I highly suggest you do a digital menu. I would like to see the cookies.
Well, especially if it's continuing to change, like you said, right? They rotate them through. So I understand not having a hard copy and things being written down, but in today's day and age with the QR code availability, pop that sucker online.
Exactly.
Let's see it. Yeah, definitely.
And I was glad that I kind of said some things to the waitress as I was ordering, because I think names and descriptions, what's in your head and what they actually do, aren't the same.
Got it. Okay.
So my guilty pleasure is birthday cake. Like, I am the happiest girl in the world with birthday cake ice cream. I should probably not admit that, but you know, that's my jam. And so when I saw that they had a birthday cake cookie,
sure,
I pictured what I always see, you know, when you order, if you get a cake mix that's birthday cake and
right,
that ice cream has, you know. And she said to me, you know, I think you might want to pick a different one. It was a sugar cookie, and the top, about 90% of the circumference, was pink icing. And then there was a small row of sprinkles around the pink icing.
Yeah, that's not what you had in mind. I don't even know
that's
what you had in mind.
That's not what I had in mind.
But I know it's not what you had in mind. But 20 different varieties.
And on the varieties, menu under that,
I mean, that's
were
so
ginger
many.
Snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and of course, I can't hear ginger snaps and not think of the Jungle Cruise ride.
Of course, yes.
The nice thing that they do offer is they do have a gluten-free cookie and a vegan cookie. We tried the vegan snickerdoodle. I would tell you that, very honestly, if it wasn't marked vegan, I wouldn't know, which is a real positive thing to say.
Sure.
I hate to say it, I wasn't overly impressed with the cookies. I did order the blondie bar, which was awesome. I did also, I will fess up, that I am a huge Gideon's fan. And so I did leave there after my cookie bar and my $100 lunch and get online at Gideon's. There's just no comparison to a Gideon's cookie. These cookies are a little bit larger than a standard cookie. They're, in my family, we call them like the smile face cookies that we used to always get at the bakery as kids. They're a larger size diameter, but they're a pretty thin cookie, where if you're used to a Gideon's cookie that is a big half pound cookie. I'm also, as you can tell by somebody who's saying I love birthday cake ice cream and things like that, I'm a sweets person, and I love that Gideon's has sugar on top of their cookies. Some of these were a little on the less tasty side. But again, everybody's tastes are different. So what I'm not loving maybe the thing that makes you go, ooh, let me get that. I did get the chocolate chip walnut. How could I resist that? And again, she did bring that warm, amazing. So things to try. But interestingly, again, I did get online for 30 minutes at Gideon's. When I walked over to the cookie bar as we were leaving to see all the cookies, if you don't want to wait in line, this was definitely the place to go. There were two people online versus when I got to Gideon's, I was about number 40 at 4:30 in the afternoon. But unique and nice to sit. We opted to sit outside, so we were able to, you know, be on the water, look at the lake, those floating cars that go by, as well as the shuttles, the boats coming from Old Key West and Saratoga and Port Orleans were coming by. It was a nice afternoon to sit there.
So that's where I was going to go with, right? So obviously it appears that even though this cookie bar is something that they're, you know, marketing and choosing to put some of their identity behind, there are plenty of other places for dessert on property there and the Springs. Let's talk about the menu, right? If you chose to sit outside, it's a cool ambiance. You're literally on the lake, as the name suggests. Talk to us about the meal that you had there and what kind of menu that they have.
Their menu, I'll say, is pretty limited. It's got about 30 items on it. It does change a little bit seasonally. If you're somebody who loves your drinks, the front of the menu was about 30 things, from appetizers, pizzas, salads, comfort food. And then the back was lots and lots of alcohol selections, probably easily over 100 choices on beer, wine, and cocktails. So definitely the way to go. I couldn't make up my mind. I was kind of back and forth on a couple of things. I loved two of the things that they offered in the starter, and I kind of went back and forth, and I was talking to the waitress about my choices. So again, they've got a lot of things for vegans, gluten-free. That is one of their big things at the bottom of their menu. It does say, yes, most items can be prepared gluten-free, just ask. They don't have a totally separate kitchen, but they do a great job with, you know, being careful on cross-contamination. And again, it's unusual. An appetizer like warm edamame isn't something you find everywhere, but for those that are vegan and gluten-free, a great option. I was looking at the truffle fries. That is my other weakness in life, that they list as a starter, which seemed a little odd to me, an appetizer of French fries.
With that attitude, yeah. I mean, I can eat French fries all day long, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think my struggle was, I was looking at the French fries, and then I had asked her, they have a turkey sandwich that looked phenomenal with bacon and Havarte cheese. They also have a chicken sandwich. They've got a beef burger, and they all come with fries, but you can't swap for the truffle fries. And I really love truffle fries. So then I said the item under the truffle fries on the starter menu was prime beef meatballs in a marinara with Parmesan. And I said to her, well, tell me about the burger versus the truffle fries and the meatballs and just making that my meal. And she said, oh, that's a great meal. I would do that. Now, I will say, I think she was being very honest with me. But if you're a waitress and you like to upsell, the burger is $22. The meatballs as a starter of three meatballs is $18. And the truffle fries were $16.
Oof.
So my little two starter meal was $34 plus tip and tax for a couple of meatballs and fries. The meatballs were phenomenal. The truffle fries, I won't be heading back there for. If you're looking for good truffle fries on property, Enchanted Rose is the spot to go. I had also looked at a salad. They have five different salads. The one that really appealed to me was the kale salad. It's apples, toasted pecans, Parmesan, and balsamic. It's $18 for a salad, and then the proteins are all add-on, anywhere from $8 for chicken up to $15 for steak. So if you want a salad with protein, and that is the least expensive salad, just by chance, you're looking at $25 to $33 for a salad.
Yeah, that's steep too.
Kind of held me. But the deal on their menu was we also did order just their classic cheese pizza. If you're a thin crust pizza person, it's a great pizza. Nice thin crust, done really well. And that I thought was a deal. It was $20, depending on the appetite of people in your group. Two people or three people could easily share it. We did that. And then we also did the carne asada, the corn tortilla and skirt steak. It was a really good steak. And again, that was three tortillas, $29. They needed a thicker tortilla for the weight of the meat, but it was a good meal. The other thing on here we didn't cover, they have a couple of pretty standard pasta dishes, I would say. And then the real changing part of the menu, I was there. It's still called Summer Comfort, even though we're kind of into winter now. They have a barbecued glazed salmon, their famous herb chicken breast, skirt steak, and a center cut filet mignon. So, you know, the menu really varies in price, but it's certainly not going to be somewhere that you get off on the inexpensive side. But if you're from the area where their stores are, they do have those loyalty clubs you join for free. And every time you spend $150, you get a $10 gift card. So by the time I go back a second time, we'll be getting our gift card to go again.
Well, and the, like you said, if you're from the area where they have the restaurant group is located, there's a lot of people in Chicago that are shaking their head going, yes, we're familiar with this particular brand. And so they may be on their trip to Disney. They may find some comfort in going there. Sounds to me like it's the type of thing where, especially where you sat, it might be a great spot to go have an appetizer, have a cocktail, sit outside and take a look at the water. The location is great. We used to go to Bongo's often as a family, really as my wife and I before we had kids. So I know the location well. It's a cool part of downtown. If you haven't been over there, it's worth the walk over there to spend some time. So it sounds like if you're looking for an expensive meal, you absolutely can make that happen. If you're looking for some drinks and to hang out by the water, it's a good place for that as well. Anything that we missed that you want to discuss tonight?
I think you nailed it. We really did enjoy sitting there. They have a homemade iced tea that was great. I had my iced tea. We, you know, sat. The weather was really great. We watched the boats go by. So it was definitely an ambiance and take it in and enjoy kind of place. So worth looking at. I'm not necessarily running back to grab cookies, but, you know, listen, if you're a Disney regular, you've tried all these other places and the new donuts and all of those things. It's worth a try. Pick one or two. Give it a shot. They were great. The only other thing I realized that we didn't talk about at all is they do offer a kids menu. So if you're going with kids and you're looking for the basics of grilled cheese, mac and cheese, chicken fingers, they do have pretty reasonably priced kids meals. I don't think inexpensive kids meals exist anymore, but $9.95 for a kids meal, I think, is a good deal. And it's always nice to know if the menu is going to accommodate that. So certainly an option there as well.
Well, as a parent of two small kids, I can tell you with complete certainty, a cheap kids meal does not in fact exist anymore, but it is good to know that they could eat off of that kids menu, especially if you're outside and you don't have to worry about as much of a mess as you would inside. I appreciate you taking the time to go and review this restaurant and share it with everybody. Have a great week.
You as well.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination plan. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.